you. Not if you've got the cold coming. Write you some stories, and then when you get good, you can read them. I'll just write short ones.
Do the episodes first, right?
I know, but this is just something to do, because it's 1:30, everyone, in Audio Boo Land, and we are both being very industrious. I'm writing grade one braille, that's why it's slow. Hmm?
The most important thing in life is family. Do you agree?
I agree.
What?
My brain is faltering like 20%.
Your brain? Don't say that, you sound like a gypsy. You swear down. Shut up. Can you get your big arse off that braille paper, please? Thank you. Are you sure you're not going to say I'll take oath, brother?
I was pointing the shirt, I didn't want to point down.
Oh, well. Got stuck. Contraction then.
Huh?
What?
I end up this movie now. Little girl is dead already. This nigga, little girl in English. They're just killing everybody right now.
But she's already dead.
That's what they're saying.
But maybe she isn't.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, at the end of the movie, if she's already dead, I don't see the reason of killing her kids.
Well, I haven't been watching it, so I don't know. I hope they're going to make it that she's not dead.
I wonder how that's going to happen.
Thank you. You done the printing?
You know, I've already sent them the forms already.
Yeah.
But these are additional forms they said came in since the last time I spoke to them.
You sound pretty tired.
Yes, and this is more like a contract.
Okay. Who's that for? Not this people you're working for now.
No, it's the new sponsors.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm not going to sign those and I'm going to go through it and read it and see what it's all about before I sign the shit. I'm going to take you through that one more time. He looks sick. He looks like he's got peace talking to him on people and all that shit. He's an idiot, honestly.
He doesn't like going out without me. She is alive.
Yeah, I'm disappointed now.
Oh, shut up! Don't say things like that. Are you serious?
Messing with you.
Oh, sorry, you're on bloody audio, boo. I'm glad she's fine. I hate things like that about kids. Even though I wasn't watching it properly, I saw some of it. On the braille.
Left on the table.
I haven't finished yet.
Because as it is, the food between, he feels the food. She's not gonna get down. And he goes to the girl.
Yeah.
The mom quickly snatched the phone from the dad and said, sorry, no police and all that, blah, blah, blah. She's sorry, please deal with me directly right now. Whenever you require the money we're giving to you directly, stop. Do you deal with me? Forget about my husband and all that. Please, in the place. And Kidnapper said, very sorry, I was just speaking to you earlier, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Said, God be with your girl. I've cut the phone, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All you have taught. Girl's gonna die, right?
I don't really understand.
End of the movie now, the girl's still alive, so I don't see why they didn't kill her. Not like I wanted them to kill her, but you see what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but I don't understand it really. I haven't watched it closely, you know.
There's a bit I missed in between. I didn't fall asleep, did I? No, I didn't.
You must have missed it when you were doing something else. Don't forget that bit of fish is in the microwave if you want it.
We'll go back in the morning.
Well, put it in the fridge, I wouldn't leave it in there.
I'll let this video in now. If you come morning anyhow, go and put a chair on him for them in.
They will come running, he will come running.
Don't do that.
Here he comes.
You have to do it, right?
Yeah. I can't follow it anyway because it's got subtitles half the way through, hasn't it? Because it's in Spanish.
Yeah, well, if you
wanted to, I know, but I missed half of it. Pass me another page, please. That's why I didn't put it over there, because I hadn't finished. And can you put that at the back? Oh, that's why I'll do it now. That's why I'm just going to see what I've got. She is, yeah. Just leave it there for now. This is the last page now. What size is this film for? Channel. Contraction there. What?
Parfis.
Oh.
You know Parfis?
I've heard of it, I've never seen it, I don't think. Okay, remember
that. I could be anybody and anything could be okay with nobody.
end. I've written at the end, the end. Huh? When you get to read this, you'll be very clever.
Really?
Well, look how long it is. It's a story. It's the those pages are upside down.
When I have free time, I'll take it
into the It's... I've written you the story of the three bears. You know that story, don't you? No, that's the three billy goats graph. I'll do that another time. That's where the Goldilocks goes in the house and eats their porridge and sleeps in their bed. You know that one? Mummy bear, daddy bear, baby bear go for a walk because their porridge is too hot. And Goldilocks comes in and she sits in daddy bear's chair and the porridge is... I think the chair's too high or something, and Mummy Bear's chair's too soft, and Baby Bear's chair's just right, and she eats his porridge. Then she goes up, and Daddy Bear's bed's too hard, and Mummy Bear's bed's too lumpy, and Baby Bear's bed is just right, so she curls up and goes to sleep, and then they all come back and they say, who's been sitting in my chair and eating my porridge? Then they go upstairs, and then they find her in Baby Bear's bed, and she jumps out the window and runs all the way home. What a stupid story. The Billy Goats Gruffet used to absolutely terrify me more than anything about witches or anything. It was the troll, the fact that I used to get really scared at the thought of the Billy Goats Gruffet, even though I knew how the story ended and I heard it and read it 1,000 times. Well, no, many times. I used to get scared every time. I used to imagine this really ugly face coming out from under the bridge. It used to really scare me. The three Billy Goats Gruff. He's like the troll, isn't he? When he gets under the bed. Are you the troll, Toof Toof? Who's that trip-trap, trip-trapping over my bridge? Nice language. I'll just quickly read this through. The three bears. I'm not going to read it outside. Once upon a time, there lived three bears. I've written some contractions there. You'll have to learn those. Oh, and there.
I worked hard for this. I want you to know that.
Elvira fixes herself a drink and crosses to the door.
Dad, somebody should have given it to me. It would have been nicer food sometimes.
You know what your problem is? What's the cap? You've got nothing to do in your life. Why don't you get a job? You know? Do something. Be a nurse. Work with blankets. Leprous, that kind of thing. Anything beats lying around all day waiting for me to fuck.
It's hard to read this braille as well, isn't it?
Don't teach you hard, honey. You're not that good.
Well, no.
It's in grade one.
Beaming, Manny swaggers over to the side of the bath.
What? You sorry about
that? Yeah, it's all set up.
Yeah, don't you forget. Stay out. I take care of it.
What do you mean stay out of it? It's my deal. I set it up.
You're not a negotiator, Manny. You know that. Come on, man. You like a lady smaller than you like a money. That's your problem.
What the fuck are you talking about, okay?
I'm your partner. Soon she was fast asleep.
You're not gonna trust me with that kind of thing. Who the fuck are you gonna trust?
Join your partner.
Bullshit, man.
Don't talk to me about yourself, man.
You know what? You should listen to your wife. She's right. You are an asshole.
Come here. Come here. Come here.
Nice.
Who put this thing together? Me. That's who. Who do I trust? Me.
Oops.
Tony and Seidelbaum count money.
$283,107.65. You want company check here?
I got 284.6.
That's just not possible. She don't make mistakes.
The end. Okay. Got a few contractions in a couple of times. And the once. Where do you want this, darling? Where's the other page I did for you the other day?
The first one.
Middle-aged Seidelbaum picks up a pen.
Right then. That's it for now.